I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime!
Woo! All right, good morning. Welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. Today's Wednesday, so next hour we will do what we do every Wednesday, which is Hump Day Health, natural health news you can use. I'm going to have Katie Morgan, who was on last week. We were talking about some of the additives in foods. Specifically, the first thing that she found was the artificial food coloring Red 40 that was dramatically affecting the behavior and emotional health of her child. She took that out of her child's diet and found a new child. So we were talking about some additives. We got a little ripped off for time. There were storms moving through the area. We got cut off by several weather alerts last week. So Katie Morgan's going to come back in today to finish up on that. I'm going to talk about a few other things that you might want to start reading labels for. One of them is sodium benzoate. I found some information on that. Apparently that's in a lot of things, and we'll explain to you why you might need to take a look at labels. But the bottom line is this is about reading labels and just making substitutions that make your food healthier and less damaging to yourself and, most specifically, to your children. I also got an email about a listener success story that I will share with no names mentioned. We don't talk about people's medical situations here, but we have had somebody weigh in and say that they have dramatically changed their health, taken it into their own hands, and that's the goal of the show, is to try to get people to move their health, know that their health is in their own hands. So that's next hour, Hump Day Health, natural health news you can use. Quotes of the day today, John Adams, got a couple of founding fathers quotes here today. John Adams says there are two ways to conquer and enslave a country. One is by the sword. The other is by debt. There are two ways to conquer and enslave a country. One is by the sword. The other is by debt. So far, they have used the debt, as we are seeing these days and are talking about a little bit today. They may be starting to use the sword as well. And I'm not talking about Russia or China. I'm talking about our own government. To which George Washington said, when government takes away citizens' right to bear arms, it becomes a citizen's duty to take away government's right to govern. When government takes away citizens' right to bear arms, it becomes citizens' duty to take away government's right to govern. I think I've got a clip in just a few minutes here of Joe Biden saying basically that same thing as he is barnstorming the country, helping Democrat candidates in the midterm. I can't believe a Joe Biden appearance at any political for any political candidate is a benefit, but never underestimate the stupidity of people who might vote for some of the Democrats that are going to Washington, D.C. So Joe Biden is out talking about taking away assault rifles, and he so-called assault rifles, and he had a statement that is making the rounds that really is, it's quite amazing. We really have a very pathetic man in the White House these days. The markets, I'm going to take a look at economy just a little bit, found an interesting thing. The market's still falling a little bit yesterday. I think it was down a good bit. So the 10-year bond, I'm just telling you this. I know, don't let your eyes glaze over. He keeps talking about the bond market. The bond market is the debt markets are the most important markets on planet Earth. We don't ever talk about the U.S. 10-year bond right now. The yield on it is 3.112. That is above the three-point line I talked about last week, and the markets have been soft ever since the 10-year bond is over 3%. I'm just telling you, this may be a tradable strategy. Just beware that the Fed, The Federal Reserve, the Death Star, can at any moment start buying 10-year bonds to lower the yield and send the markets soaring again. They'll goose the markets right up. But right now, they may want the markets to deflate a little bit. See, they're still trying to convince us. Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, they're still trying to convince us that they can slowly let the air out of the incredible bubble that has been blown up over the past 13, 14 years. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to slowly let the air out of a bubble. I'm not talking about a balloon. I'm talking about a bubble. I don't know if you've ever tried to slowly deflate a bubble. It does not happen that way. When a bubble bursts, it bursts quickly and violently, never slowly and steadily. So anyway, they're trying to take a little bit of the steam out of the markets. But if it starts to accelerate, I believe they will start printing up money again and buying that 3-year bond. So anyway, could be a trading strategy. Invest at your own risk. My days as a financial advisor are long behind me. I felt this, found this kind of interesting. I actually went to Breitbart. I check on Breitbart every now and then just to see what's going on. But I got to tell you, I'm not a fan. Breitbart is half of the story at best and wrong on many things as well. Foreign policy is not Breitbart's strength, full of neocons over at Breitbart. But I was looking at it, an interesting headline. They're talking about a recession. Here's the headline of the story. Let me get it back up to it here. It said, this is the Breitbart Business Digest. Only 38% of Biden voters say we're in a recession versus 82% of Trump voters. They talk about the demographics of who thinks we might be in a recession and who doesn't. They say where we split is over politics. Just 38% of Biden voters say we are in a recession versus 82% of Trump voters. 44% of registered Democrats say we're in a recession versus 76% of Republicans. In short, America's political tribes do not just disagree about policy, but even about reality. And that is exactly how powerful the tribes are. If Trump was president right now and the economic situation was exactly the same as it is today, this poll would be completely flipped, and it would be the Trump voters and Republicans professing that we are not in a recession and the Democrats saying that we are. Of course, Donald Trump never would have gotten away with coming out and telling people that 2 quarters of negative growth is not a recession, the same way that they allowed Joe Biden to get away with that. But the tribes are strong. Political propaganda is strong. It ignores all reality. That's a shame to see. This was an interesting story as well when it comes to economic stuff. What's going on in Europe right now? We're struggling with prices now. Let me pull that back up. Where is oil these days? Oil has been coming down. It's at $90 a barrel right now. So oil has come high of about $138 back down to $90 a barrel. Don't feel like the price of gas has dipped as much in proportion as a barrel of oil. But anyway, in England and the United Kingdom and the EU, today Russia cut off all supplies through their Nord Stream 1. Nord Stream 2 was their gas pipeline that the United States sought to meddle in and finally derail. Because we have an evil, evil, evil federal government that tries to get between two countries trying to voluntarily do trade. But Nord Stream 1 has been closed down for maintenance. It's supposed to reopen on September 3rd. Russia is holding all the cards when it comes to energy supplies to Europe. Europe should have been nice to Russia. Instead, they became vassals of the American, British neocons and now they've got big problems. Anyway, this was a story on Zero Hedge. How in the name of God shocked Europeans post astronomical energy bills as terrifying winter approaches? Over the past week, shocked Europeans, mostly in the UK and Ireland, have been posting viral photos of shockingly high energy bills amid the ongoing and worsening energy crisis. Several of the posts were from small business owners who are getting absolutely crushed right now and won't be able to remain operational right now. I've heard the statistic that up to maybe 70, That's 7-0. 70% of English pubs may have to shut their doors and go out of business because they cannot afford the new energy bills. To that, I believe Boris Johnson, the air quotes here in the studio, conservative leader of the UK, came out and said, we must endure this energy crisis in order to hand Vladimir Putin a defeat. Boris Johnson, just one of the worst globalists, sold to conservatives as some kind of a freedom fighter. 70% of British pubs possibly going to go out of business for this. But what was interesting, it said in this story, said one such owner is Geraldine Dolan, who owns Poppyfields Cafe in Athlone, Ireland. They were charged nearly $10,021 for just over 2 months of energy use, and she's got a clipboard up. She tweeted out a picture of herself, tweeted out a picture of her bill with this message. I got this electricity bill today. How in the name of God is this possible? We're a small coffee shop in Westmeath. Now, what's ironic, funny, sad, pathetic about this tweet is that Poppyfields Cafe, the Twitter account, is followed by, there's an image, there's a, I don't know, what do you call these little pictures that people put by their names? Of course, she's got the Ukrainian flag. she's got the Ukrainian flag showing her tireless support for Ukraine in this Russia-Ukraine situation, which means that she's fully on board with all of these sanctions against Russia, and she is scratching her head as to how it's possible that she's gotten a $10,000 power bill for 2 months of service. It's really quite amazing to see. I mean, it's the same here. We've got people here that want to actually address the inflation crisis that we have here in the United States with inflation checks sent out by the government, which would be anyone, inflationary. It's interesting to me, though, to see Europe, really, this energy crisis in Europe. I think they'll fold. I think they're going to get to a point, hopefully the citizens are going to make this happen in Europe, where the government is going to have to fold to Russia and tell the United States to go jump when it comes to sanctions against Russia and start taking in their fuel when it gets to wintertime. Just like in the U.S., millions of people in the U.K. and Europe are being screwed over by a handful of politicians and bureaucrats. And it's going to be very interesting to see. I think we're about to find out, where is the line? Where do Western civilized people reach their breaking point? Western countries are very slow to really revolt against their governments. Now, part of this is because we have made our governments incredibly heavily armed. We have also given them vast surveillance powers. We have enabled everything from local law enforcement up to federal law enforcement in all of these countries to really be the Praetorian Guard that keeps these politicians safe in their nests. But I think that we are going to see it. Europe may lead the charge. We've seen what was happening in Denmark with the farmers who are being threatened to shut down. I think we're about to find out how much real chaos Westerners are willing to go through to take down some of these Western governments. You know, we look at these third world countries around the world and we see constant political upheaval, and there's coups right now in Iraq. Right now in Iraq, they're worried about a civil war. We've done another great favor for another foreign nation by destabilizing Iraq. But we see these countries and we just look down our nose at these third world countries that are constantly causing chaos in their political system. But at least their leadership, at least the people who hold office in some of these small little backwards countries, at least they're nervous. Our political class, they float amongst us, above us, completely untouched. But I think we're going to test that. I believe over the next couple of years, as this financial situation gets worse, as the energy situation gets worse, whether it's because of sanctions on Russia in Europe or because of incredibly misguided, well, they're not misguided. They know exactly what they're doing. These green policies that are going to jack up the cost of energy for everybody in the Western world, as Francis Macron comes out and says, the end of abundance is here. You've had it too good for too long. It's time that you lower your expectations for how your life's going to be. So we're going to see. I think we're going to find some breaking points, probably here in the U.S. as well. And I would imagine if people wake up, it's going to be Republicans and Democrats, blacks and whites, holding hands in these big crowds, ultimately dethroning some of these political institutions that we have as things continue to get worse. But we will see. I need to take a break. I'm going to come back. Justin Trudeau, the leader of Canada, he was asked why people are so mad at the politicians. You're not going to believe it, but I think he's missing the point, but he's got a reason why people are so mad at the political class. It's not because they've done anything wrong. No, there's other reasons that, you know, aren't the responsibility of government. It's actually kind of a funny clip. We'll do that when we come back. Stick around. There are more stories. Listen to some of this. Now, we certainly have been bellyaching about the gas over here. We should. If people ever understood inflation, we might actually elect people that will address inflation, not just play whack-a-mole with government spending. But some of these stories in England, and what I find myself wondering, England is a lot like we are in the battle between the Labour Party and the Conservative Party. Boris Johnson has been the Prime Minister of the UK, so he is a Conservative leader, and this is what's happened. So I find myself wondering, it doesn't say anything in these viral tweets that are being sent out by these people with these massive power bills, but I just wonder how many of them, you know, voted Labour or voted, I think there's a Tory party over there, a Conservative party, you know, they've lined up behind these politicians, carried water for them, campaigned for them, sent their donations. Every single person getting screwed by these same power bills over there. And this is not an act of God. They aren't Jackson, Mississippi. They just can't maintain their infrastructure. This is actually just a bunch of politicians, bureaucrats, warmongers, setting policies that are just destroying these people's lives. It doesn't matter who they've been voting for all this time. Both of, you know, all of the parties in all of these countries are destroying their own citizens' lives. And this is why I wonder when Western societies really come together and go, look, we may have our disagreements, but we can't put up with this any longer. Here's one. My mom owns a small cafe in Leicester. Her electricity bill has jumped from $12,000 a year to $64,000 a year. She's working out her options, but more than likely, she will be forced to close. Here's another one. Arrived at work tonight to be told, quote, we might have to shut the shop. Last week, the electric bill came in 10x dearer today. The gas came in from, this is a small family-run business, in business since 1982. Here's what suddenly happened to them. Their power bill has gone from £900 to £10,058. A 10X on their power bill. And these stories are all across Europe. These same things are happening in Germany. They're being told, better get some extra coats. It's going to be a cold winter. So it's just, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. Western countries are more stable, but they're also more stably corrupt, and people have put up with so much. Justin Trudeau was asked about the fact that, obviously, people are, you know, they're kind of upset with the political class these days. We're not doing anything about it except lining up behind some of the same old players, the same old parties, trying to wrestle control. But Justin Trudeau was asked at a press conference, what's making people so angry?
I'm just wondering, what do you think is behind the rise in threats that politicians are facing?
We've been through a lot.
You put us through a lot. There's nothing. This is life on planet Earth. People can put up with that. It's these people like Justin Trudeau, one of the worst out there. You've put people through a lot, is what he won't say. We've put people through a lot.
We've been through a lot as a country, as a world, over these past years. Obviously, the pandemic, increasing anxiety because of climate change, transformations of our economy, rise in mental health and addiction problems, particularly with the opioid crisis that has been ravaging communities right across the country. It's a lot of pressure on a lot of people. And unfortunately, there are no easy solutions for all these challenges we're facing.
Actually, there are.
It's going to take hard work. It's going to take people listening to each other. It's going to take orders of government stepping up and delivering for people. And it's a time for responsible leadership. It's time for people to look to assuage fears and angers, to respond with a positive vision of the future. But people are hurting. People are hurting because of all these things we're going through.
And because of all these things that we've done to our people. I mean, this is across the Western world right now. You are seeing, air quotes here in the studio, leaders. I don't know another way to, you know, elites and leaders, those are words that are hard for me to kind of substitute. Representatives, they're not representatives either. They're not leaders. They're not an elite people. They're not public servants. I don't know what the hell to call these people. The ruling class. What they are putting Western societies through right now, I hate to use the term, feels unprecedented. Now, maybe before the French Revolution, people felt put upon by the French government. Obviously, they took some pretty drastic action. As I've said many times, I'm ready to go into the guillotine business. But at what point do Western countries just say enough is enough? And this is why I rail so much against the divide and conquer strategy that works so incredibly well. And unfortunately, conservative talk radio is probably one of those things that stokes this us against our neighbor type thing. H.L. Mencken said, another quote of the day, "The most dangerous man to any government is the man who is able to think things out for himself without regard to the prevailing superstitions and taboos. Almost inevitably, he comes to the conclusion that the government he lives under is dishonest, insane, and intolerable." That's H.L. Mencken, and he's exactly right. If you actually sit down and think about it for a second, I don't care if you're in Jackson, Mississippi right now, in the state of Mississippi, in the United States, the problem that we have here in this country is all the people who can see the insanity, the dishonesty, and be intolerant of the government right now. As soon as their team gets in charge of it, they believe that it is the other way around. When it comes to Westerners rising up, Joe Biden had a warning for you yesterday. This is a sitting president of the United States, as brain-addled as he is. I don't even know if you can blame him. He's a shell of a man being told what to say on a teleprompter and drawing on a brain riddled with dementia to speak in public off the cuff. So it's almost hard to blame him for this. But he's essentially recently called about 80 million Americans fascists, and he's warning them against any kind of, you know, he went on yesterday. I don't have parts about it where he did scream in his get off my lawn voice that he was going to end assault weapons, I believe is the term that he used. He's coming after your guns if he can do it. He's really just pandering, I think, but he's coming after the guns. But, you know, a lot of people like myself understand that the Second Amendment is not about hunting. I've read Founding Fathers quotes on here day after day after day. The Founding Fathers intended the Second Amendment to keep your government in line, above all, personal protection, and to keep your government in line. Joe Biden said this yesterday with regard to people who believe that your gun rights are there to keep the government in check.
And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use. That's you.
Yeah, that's Joe Biden explaining, oh, we will roll out the military on you. So for all the conservatives out there chomping at the bit for civil war, clinging to your guns, as you should, Libertarians are even more extreme on the Second Amendment, I believe, than most conservatives. I believe you should be able to own a tank if you don't commit a crime with it. But just remember the trillions of dollars that you shoved at the military that is now at the hands of Joe Biden. What's also disgusting about this is a video. What's disgusting about this is he talks about disarming law-abiding Americans and telling you that you've got no chance against this government because they will roll out the Air Force on you if you even attempt to do it. There's so many police officers behind him in this crowd. There's a ton of police officers that are sitting back there supporting a president talking about taking away the Second Amendment rights of the citizens. I'm warning you, we've built a police state, and we need to keep our eye, and you need to keep law enforcement in check as well. Hopefully down here in the South, he was in Pennsylvania, I believe, campaigning for this Fetterman character. Have you seen this guy? Oh my gosh, he looks like a bit player on Sons of Anarchy. And they are projecting what I've seen, the numbers. You know, you can't believe anything in the mainstream media that this guy may beat Dr. Oz. Talk about having to choose between two bad candidates. But this Fetterman character, he looks like some kind of a meth head biker and may become the senator from the state of Pennsylvania. Anyway, Joe Biden was there throwing his considerable political weight behind Fetterman yesterday and threatening to disarm Americans with a swath of police officers obediently sitting behind him. I'm just saying. What's your frequency, can it this year been so dream? All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. Next hour, Hump Day Health, natural health news you can use. We're going to have Katie Morgan back in. She's just a mom. She's actually discovered some things in her children's food, particularly the synthetic food colorings that are used in most of your kids' food. It was dramatically, negatively affecting the behavior of her child. Luckily, she was curious enough to try to fix the situation rather than just going to the doctors and having her child put on endless rounds of different mood-altering drugs. She started taking these chemicals out of her kids' food and regained her child, got back a well-functioning, loving child again. So we're going to continue talking about that. We were cut off a little bit last week by the storms, so we'll have Katie Morgan back in the studio next hour. And I've got other things to add to that as well, things that you need to be checking, labels on your food. We're being poisoned. I'm just telling you right now, we're being poisoned, of course. The poisoning continues. I heard we have now announced the approval. What a shock. What a surprise. They approved this booster with no testing whatsoever. Who was it? Was it Market Watch I was talking about the other day that they ran a headline? They're going to approve these boosters with no testing on them, like it was something new. We approved the first rounds of shots with no long-term safety studies on these things, and now we've got a fourth shot. Excuse me, I guess this would be the Omicron for those who are adherents to the jabs. This would be your fifth shot for a very mild disease. But of course, they have approved this thing. And I was watching, I'll get up and walk around the studio just to work off some of the energy that I have in here. I was looking out, there's a guy sweeping up in the parking lot here at the Cotton Exchange Plaza out in Flora. You mask people are nasty. I got to tell you, I don't remember where I was. I believe I was at the Jackson Kroger the other day. Now, this is the same Ridgeland Kroger. This is where I see the most mask people, the duck people. And not even all duck people. Yesterday in the water crisis story, there was a guy had one of these neck gaiters pulled up tight across his face, all the way up to his eyes. The neck gaiter, which has been shown to, it does basically absolutely nothing whatsoever except make you look like a hoodlum. But there are just masks, nasty, soiled masks, all in these parking lots. There's been a lot of people talking about the amount of waste. I can't remember. There was just a huge statistic, something like 200 tons of masks are discarded every day in the United States, something like that. 200 tons.
what is that, 400,000 pounds of masks discarded every day? It's just, you know, for all the greenies out there, it's an environmental disaster. But you nasty mask people that throw your masks down in these parking lots, they were all over the place. I think it was at the Jackson Kroger, but I've seen them also at the Ridgeland Kroger as well. Be ashamed of yourselves. It's disgusting. It's really just, it's just gross in the first place to be throwing those things down. They do just as much good for your health, though, laying on the ground as they do strapped to your face. So there is that. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take another quick break, and I want to get to another story. It may take a second to get through it. I just absolutely love what's taking place. As Europeans are just taking a prison pounding on energy prices, several people are doing quite well. It's really, right now, the Russians, while the Europeans, I've just recounted these stories of people's power bills going up 10x, 10 times, businesses shuttering because they cannot afford their electricity bills, largely powered by natural gas. Russia is now flaring natural gas. They've gotten to the point where they cannot store anymore, and they're just burning it off. Just burning it off because they've got so much natural gas over there while these people in the UK are shuttering their businesses for lack of natural gas. But there are several people that are benefiting from this. Some of you may not like this story. I got to tell you, I love it. I'll explain to you why I like it when we come back.
You try, you can't stop us now. No matter.
As the political class just makes a mess of things just everywhere they are. I mean, this is really the core of the libertarian argument. Government is just, you know, at its best, inefficient and incompetent. At its worst, it's corrupt and dangerous. And we are at the corrupt and dangerous thing. But politics has just got such a hold over people. I don't understand. It's kind of like when the waking up process, you just can't get back into it. And once you really realize, and these people in Europe, what they're putting up with is just amazing. This is the story. And I'll just say, too, you know, when it comes to politics, what's very interesting, I'm talking today about the fact, you know, what is that tipping point when Western societies essentially overthrow their governments, send their political class packing? Really, just almost a start from scratch. Because we're about to go through some serious pain. I did a show last week talking about the fact that Macron said the end of the period of abundance is here. It's over. I played a Danish minister who basically said, hey, you've had it too good for the last 40 years. You've had cheap energy. You've had all the food you could want. It's time for that to end. The salad days are over. I mean, they've got people in Europe telling them this. Here, we're pretending like everything's going great. It's kind of a weird dichotomy, but people are starting to realize that that's not the case, and I believe it's going to get worse. You know, but I look at Jackson, and you would just really think, Clay Edwards doing such a good job of covering this stuff, that this is a bit, you know, approaching a rock bottom in Jackson. Crime is out of control. The schools are not educating the youth. I could do a whole show about that as I interview young people for jobs. It's really sad what the schools are putting out, but And they're good kids, you know. Nothing against the kids. It's the adults who will not educate these children. But you just really wonder, is there any chance? I mean, what is the point in Jackson, Mississippi, where they decide to do something different in terms of their city government? As this thing has just been sliding down the hill for decades now, could no water, but I mean, a boil water alert for a month or 2 months is really bad enough. But when you've got an entire city that's on the national news for not being able to provide water to its people, I still don't think that's enough to break the stranglehold of the certain breed of Democrats that run Jackson. I hope I'm surprised, but I bet you people go out and vote exactly the same way. Maybe a different character, but the same, you know, the same pandering to people. But I wanted to talk about this European stuff to kind of finish this out because I think this is funny and I absolutely love it. I know for most of you, China is a big scary threat. Then they're going to come take over the U.S. and take all your stuff away any day now. The neocons have successfully fear-mongered the conservatives like the liberals have with Russia. Now, I don't like China, the communist government of China. As a libertarian, it is the complete opposite of what I like to see for a people. But I did love this story. It turns out, you know, the Russia has been cut off from providing, with all of the endless sanctions from Western governments, particularly in Europe and here in the U.S., they've been cut off from selling any of their natural resources to Europe. So guess who's buying them? China. And guess what China is doing with all of this excess, I think it's oil and natural gas, but particularly natural gas that China is buying from Russia. Guess what China's doing with it? They're turning around and they're selling it. They're actually selling it into the European market. A lot of the Western powers there are trying to pretend like they don't know what's going on because they need this before the people storm the castles in Europe. But I love this because, not because I'm a fan of the Chinese government, but because it is a way to get around the sanctions that the U.S., the U.K., and Western countries have put on Russia. And it's really quite amusing. Europe could be getting cheap Russian natural gas, and they would have no problems right now. These businesses would be able to continue to function going into the future, continue to repair from the damage done by the European reaction to COVID, similar to the hysterical reaction here in the U.S., and these small businesses will be fine. Instead, they're shuttering their doors because this political class is hell-bent on destroying Russia for no reason. Now, you can say they invaded Ukraine. That's 30 years of provocation by the West and NATO, led by the United States, that led us to the war in Ukraine. You know, it's kind of like Justin Trudeau was just saying, you know, these problems are not simple. Yes, they are. They're very simple. Just stop. To governments across, but just stop. Just stop what you're doing. So now Russia is getting money. China gets a VIG to be the middleman while giving the middle finger to the U.S. State Department, and Europeans might be able to heat their homes this winter. Winter's everywhere except here. Now, I've told you natural gas prices here in the United States are going to go up as well because all of you who believe that we have all this domestic production and so we're okay on natural gas, the natural gas providers, the companies here in the United States, they're capitalist enterprises. If Europe's willing to pay more, they're going to ship more product over to Europe. And when they do that, we're going to have to pay more to keep natural gas here. This is not hard to figure out. It's not hard to see exactly what's going on. So this is the bumbling of Western countries that has now got China actually selling Russian natural gas into the market around the world, further empowering Russia, empowering China, driving them to the loving arms of each other. I mean, it is really quite an amazing thing to see. I wanted to cover this real quick because I didn't have it yesterday. Yesterday, I think it was, I talked about the unforgivability and all the people that need to be in jail around the COVID situation, in particularly the shots. I want you to listen to this chart out of Israel. You know, again, we've got to go halfway around the world to get any real statistics here. Israel has officially released its total mortality numbers. Now, 2020 was the year of the pandemic, right? A once-in-a-century pandemic. It's just killing people everywhere. This is why we had to lock down and close businesses, close churches, and embark on this mass experimental shot campaign, right? So in 2020, in Israel, the number of deaths they had was 27,647. Now, this is interesting because the year before in Israel, now this was a year of a once-in-a-century pandemic. Israel was locked down. They were masked, everything. The year before the pandemic, they had 27,564 people die. The year before the pandemic. So the year of the pandemic in Israel, the increase in mortality across their entire population, you've got to assume maybe they had some population growth. Their entire growth was something around 80 people more. 80 people more died. But what's even more interesting is since then, since this once-in-a-century pandemic of 2020, in 2021, they actually had about 2,000 people, more people die. Huh. Now, this is, of course, during the vaccination campaign. pandemic was largely under control, and the shots were rolling out in Israel. So between 2019 and 2020, the year of the once-in-a-century pandemic, they only lost an extra 80 people. During 2021, they lost an extra 2,000 people. And now this is very interesting. So far, in 2022, they've already had a death rate. They've already lost 31,631 citizens. That's just through July. All of the pandemic year, they lost 27,647 citizens. In 2022, they've already lost, through the first half of the year, 31,631. 4,000 more deaths. It's about a 20% increase already, and the year is only half over. Kind of interesting, isn't it? This is why I say anybody involved with this shot campaign, it's unforgivable, and they all deserve to be in jail. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. Thanks for joining me today. It's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we go away from politics, pretty much, anyway, and we get into Hump Day Health, natural health news you can use. I try to convince people that your health outcomes are within your own hands. You can affect your health destiny. I start every show by explaining to you I am not a doctor, not a scientist, not a biologist. I'm not a virologist, immunologist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a surgeon. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a nothing. I've got no certification to advise you on your health. I'm just trying to drop some breadcrumbs, get people to do their own research, and start paying attention to what you are ingesting. I wanted to talk about this real quick. I don't know if I have permission, nor do I want to share somebody's name, but I did get a message from a listener. He said, hello, I enjoy your show and views. Thanks to Wellness Wednesdays. It's Hump Day Health, not Wellness Wednesdays, but I love alliteration in any form, and Wellness Wednesdays might have actually been a better title for the show. But he said, thanks to Wellness Wednesdays, I've gotten the go-ahead to stop blood pressure and statin medications. He then made this recommendation, which I am going to take up. He said, check out the song I Don't Do No Drugs by the Hellroys. Keep up the good work. So I always take recommendations when I can look at them, and this was the song that he sent along, and I tell you what, it could be a theme song for this show. I was taking my pills in the hospital parking lot. A young man approached and told me that he was selling pot. He said, I got some bud guaranteed to get you high. I swallowed my last pill, and I looked him in the eye. He said, I got all kinds of drugs, so what you gonna buy? I said, listen, I don't take nothing that a doctor don't prescribe. I don't do no drugs, man. I don't do no drugs, man. I don't smoke no bud, man. I don't do no drugs, man. It angers up that blood, man. So I don't do no drugs. I just take Paxil, Xanax, Zoloft, Promax, Morphine, Valtrex, Flonase, Plavix, Codeine, Zyrtec, Zoma, Zantac, Ultram, Zocor, Zipro, Prozac, Dopamine, Demerol, Lexapro, Tylenol, Vicodin, Lyrica, Lipitor, and Adderall. But I don't do no drugs, man. So, yeah, you get the point of that. I think it's kind of interesting sociologically. You know, we have this great war on drugs. We're told not to take all these drugs, and then we are all addicted to endless reams of pharmaceuticals they go through. It's a really great song. Again, thanks to the listener who both sent the encouraging message for this show, shared a success story of getting off blood pressure and statin medications. And I'll tell you, these statins and blood pressure medications, all of these things have side effects. Statin medications, I've done just about whole shows on. There are a whole list of statin side effects. You need cholesterol. Your brain is made of cholesterol. The protective lining around your brain is made of cholesterol. Cholesterol is one of the most important things your body uses, and we are medicating people to tamp it down. So there are all kinds of problems with statin meds. But the name of that song is I Don't Do No Drugs. It's by the Hellroys, and I may have to work it in as some kind of a theme show. Theme song for the show here. So anyway, thanks so much and glad someone's doing well. If you've got any health success stories, and it doesn't have to be tied to this show, I love testimonials of people who have been able to change their health outcomes by paying attention to what they're eating, actually taking the time to either do some research and putting in the work to actually adjusting your diet. It's not easy at first. It becomes incredibly simple once you do it, and the reward is feeling better for yourself and also for your children. And on that note, last week we had Katie Morgan in the studio with us. She was talking about, she had emailed me about Red 40 and some of the synthetic food dyes that she found was a real trigger for her children. And when she took that out of their diet, her children returned to normalcy, behaviorally, emotionally, everything. These things are neurotoxic. We got a little ripped off last week due to the storm warnings that were going on during the show. We got cut off several times. So I wanted to finish up with Katie this week. So she is back in studio with us. So Katie, thanks so much for coming back in and joining me again.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Yeah. So I absolutely love your topic. We've all got a soft spot in our heart for children. I do a lot of talk on here about how adults can improve their health, but I think it's incredibly sad that we're poisoning our children and we really don't know it. Most people would lay down their lives for their children. It's also time that parents start putting in some of the little bit of the hard work of paying attention to what their children are eating so they can have happy, well-adjusted, successful lives. We're raising unhealthy generations of children now. We now have, I think we're in the second generation. I think it's now been acknowledged that children that are coming of age now, getting into early adulthood, are less healthy than their parents. And that is reversing a very, very long trend. I could spend the rest of the show naming culprits for that, but I think we're doing our children a huge disservice by feeding them what is the standard American diet now of a bunch of junk. Let's recap a little bit of why you came on last week and in particular what you had found in your kids' food that was so concerning to you, and then we'll get into that and some other things as well.
My now 3.5-year-old was having unmanageable fits. She was screaming and crying. When she would go into this, it was like nobody was home in her eyes. She had no clue that she was doing this.
Yeah.
And we were to the point of something's not right. And I had a friend mention it to me that they had taken artificial dyes out of their kid's diet and it helped tremendously. So we started eliminating things that we knew.
Yeah.
And it just trickled on down to we are now completely dye-free.
Yeah.
And for both children, for our entire house.
Right. And, you know, that's the thing, too. And I think I was going to get to it last week and we didn't have a chance. But, you know, you're here, we're focusing on children. That was kind of the thing that set off the alarm. They talk about a lot of these things as being very bad for children. We read a lot of the research last week. We're not going to rehash everything that we talked about last week. We're going to kind of add to it this week. But when you realize that an adult brain and an adult body is just a bigger, more developed body of a child. We were all children at one point. I got to tell you, I think the agitation we see in society, people's anxiety levels, there's a lot of mental health things. I think adults are being poisoned by this food as well. We're chronically vitamin D deficient. About 75% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. 75%. Vitamin D is very well known to boost mood and serotonin and overall happiness and feelings of well-being. And so all of these things, too, while we're talking about kids, and we'll go through again some of the products and things that where we find these things, I believe adults are being affected by these things, too. So I'm sure you and your husband are going to benefit also from getting this stuff out of your diet, just like your children, even though, I don't know, were you having temper tantrums with your husband before?
Well, it's funny you say that, because now when somebody's in a bad mood, an adult will say, oh, you must have had some red dye today.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm telling you, I've covered this. I think I've said I've done about 250 of these shows, and there are so many things. There's a connection between your emotions and your gut health. I mean, when you are not feeling well, you're cranky. All of us are like that. If you just feel bad, you're generally as a happy and upbeat mood. And I think most Americans go through life chronically unhealthy, and this affects mood, not to mention these chemicals. And, you know, and now what we've done is we're taking issues like what your daughter saw. I mean, I can't imagine when I started talking to you about this, how many kids do you think that were having the issues with food dyes like your child were, that goes undiagnosed and they end up getting put on prescription medications for something else, psychotics, antidepressants, these kinds of things, because to the medical profession, too many of them, they see a behavioral issue as a mental problem. And don't trace it back to anything that we're actually kind of putting into their brains through what we eat. How many children do you think have been prescribed medications for these things?
Entirely too many.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's nuts. I've got, did I cover this last week? Did we talk about the numbers of these kids that are on these medications?
I don't remember. It'd be beneficial to reread it anyway.
Listen to these numbers. And these are psychiatric drugs administered to children. And I've talked a lot about these. About 95% of school shooters are on these drugs. Paxils, Effexor, Wellbutrin, Zoloft. It just comes out they're all on these drugs. And one of the known side effects of these drugs is suicidal and homicidal ideation, detachment, all kinds of horrific side effects from these drugs. 0 to 1 year old, we have got 85,000 children. This is 2 years ago. 85,000 children under the age of one are on psych meds.
Oh.
Ages 2 to 3, 138,822 children are on psychiatric drugs, age between 2 and 3. And you've lived through this because your daughter is having these issues. She can't verbalize what's going on. She can't connect. I eat this food and suddenly I don't feel good and I get agitated. These children cannot verbalize. 4 to 5 years old, 215,120 children on psychiatric medications. And I just refuse to believe that there is something unique about Americans, because this dwarfs any other country around the world. They're not doing this to their children. I refuse to believe that in the United States, our children are somehow genetically flawed, that we have some outbreak of mental disease that's just unrelated to anything. Our kids are just more defective than other kids. I believe these kids, a lot of them are on drugs for reasons that we're talking about today.
Well, and those numbers are insane.
Isn't that scary?
It is. That is so scary.
6 to 12 years old. 2,652,554 children on psychiatric medications. That is 6 to 12 years old. And so I believe, and this is all kinds of things. This is ADHD drugs, the total of 0 to 17 years old. ADHD drugs, 3,155,441. Antidepressants, 0 to 17 years old. So these are just all of our kids. 2,154,118. Antipsychotics. I mean, what are psychotic people just so sexy that they're multiplying more than anybody else? That's why we've got all these psychotic kids. Antipsychotics for kids, 0 to 17, 829,372. Anti-anxiety drugs, 1,153,351. And then mood stabilizers, which is, you know, you saw your child's mood go up and down and very erratic. So a mood stabilizer is what a lot of physicians and people you might seek counsel of would put these kids on. 794,715 kids are on mood stabilizers. So we're not looking at the food dyes. We're not looking at all of these other things. We're looking at the behavior and giving them another chemical cocktail on top of it. And while we're doing that, you can imagine that kind of the tug-of-war effect in a child's brain. Imagine you didn't discover what you discovered with Red 40 and these food dyes. And so you're actually continuing to do the damage to her brain through these synthetic dyes. And then you're taking the pill, you know, you didn't do this, but then a child is prescribed a pill to somehow then, you know, jerk the brain chemistry back another way. And then the next day you feed them some more of this garbage food and it jerks the brain one way. But you give them this pill and it jerks the brain the other way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is right. Simplistic, but this is what we're doing. It's like chemical warfare inside our kids' heads. And this is how we've decided to approach this, rather than getting to what you did, was getting to the root cause of these things.
Right.
And so you started taking the food dyes out of your kids' diet, and what did you see?
We saw almost an immediate change within the first week. And then once we started eliminating more, because it's almost like she had a tolerance built up to it.
Yeah.
And then so when we stopped completely, or when we stopped what we knew had red in it, then there was a big change. And then once we quit completely, we saw a night and day difference.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the interesting thing, too, that people have to understand is that I've noticed this with my health, and we were talking about before we started. When you start eliminating things from your diet, if you reintroduce them sometimes, their effects are even more pronounced because you have reduced that tolerance to it. It becomes so it's almost like the further you get away from it, the more careful you have to be, or you'll see real quick the effects of it.
Well, that's completely true, because now if she has one red sprinkle, we're done for.
Yeah.
And we weren't that when she had built up a tolerance.
Right.
We were still having those meltdowns every day, but that one red sprinkle wasn't going to send her over the edge
right,
like it does now.
Well, that shows you how profound the effect of that stuff is. And I would imagine there is a sliding scale of, and I think you've even seen it with your kids, some kids more sensitive to this than others. So it's not that one red sprinkle is going to, you know, destroy the day of every single child, of every single parent listening to this show. That's not really the point. You obviously had a sensitivity. It's that parents aren't looking. They're not told that these sensitivities may exist to do that elimination first before they're put on these medications.
I always say that my 6-year-old, who is not sensitive as my 3.5-year-old, his story is bigger than hers because she is sensitive. Now, he doesn't have these meltdowns like she does, but his behavior got so much better.
Yeah.
And I was telling you earlier that he has been buying candy at school every day, and we have noticed a bit of a change in his attitude.
That's right. The school year just started, didn't it?
And his attitude and how he's wanting to do his homework. And so I had to tell him, I said, look, you don't have a tolerance just as well as she doesn't anymore. And you don't need these things just because she acts this way.
Right.
It's not helping you either.
Right.
So you can pick something else out of the treasure box, not candy.
Yeah. Yeah. And these, that's not easy to do with a child. They're not happy with you when you say that.
Oh, no.
But you're a parent. You're not their buddy. You're not their camp counselor even. You're their parent. And this is, I had to go through this with my children. I got so many eye rolls and groans. And I was telling you before we came on air, what we used to do, one of my big things was aspartame. And you might want to look in this too. Aspartame is neurotoxic. And aspartame is these artificial sweeteners. I'm sitting here staring across the table at some Splenda packets one of the other hosts have in here. My message does not resonate within the walls of the studio sometimes. But these artificial sweeteners are neurotoxic. And so when we had a big thing, when my kids were little, put them in the back seat. We go out and run errands. Always wanted to get them a little treat in the back seat. I kind of enjoyed running errands. I kind of enjoyed that family day together. And so we'd stop by a convenience store and get them something. Every time, anything they wanted to get, they had to come up to me, show me the ingredient label. And I mean, I got a bunch of oh, come on, Dad. This is ridiculous, you know. But, you know, I was not going to let them have this stuff. It was not easy. It didn't make me the popular father at the time. But my kids never got sick. They never had temper tantrums. I knew that they weren't getting this toxic artificial sweeteners. You have to put in that work. You're a parent.
Right. And when we're at gas stations getting a treat after school or whatever it is, my Ivy, she'll come show me that, can I have this, Mom?
Yeah.
Does this have red dye in it? And like I said, we are completely dye-free. She calls them all red dye. But if I tell her she can't, she huffs and puffs and flaps her arms down and stomps off and puts it back and finds something else.
Right, find something else. And in 3 minutes, that's gone. You know, it's over. It's not, you know. So parents have got to put in this work. And I think that parents, I don't want to really call it lazy because I've been there. It's a pain. Sometimes parents are tired. I just don't feel like fighting this battle right now. And I wasn't, you know, if I didn't have kids who were that hypersensitive to the food dye, so I didn't have that to worry about. I just knew I had control about 80, 85, 90% of what my children ate. So when I fed them at home, I fed them good quality food. If they went to a birthday party and knocked themselves out on, you know, cake and candy and Halloween, none of that stuff bothered my kids, so they could go do that. But those other times, I made sure that I steered them in the right direction. It's like I say, it's not popular. And you don't, for most people, except for when you've got situations like yours where you got a real sensitivity, you don't have to be 100%. With you, y'all pretty much have to be 100%. But just putting in that work to get them going in your liver, your kidneys do a great job of detoxifying the body, but not if you're constantly assaulting it with these chemicals.
Right. Well, and did we talk about Switch Witch last week?
No, we didn't. But I want to get to that. Let's take a break, and I think that's genius.
Okay.
Let's talk about that. I'd never heard about it before. We're talking to Katie Morgan, and we're talking about things that are in the food. I've got some other things we're going to bring up, some other ingredients you need to be paying attention to. It's time to read labels, and you know, one of the things with these labels too, like they use so many different terms for the same things. It is tedious. It's not easy to do, but I think the payoff is well worth it. So anyway, stick around with us. We're talking to Katie Morgan. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WIAB. We're doing Hump Day Health, Natural Health News You Can Use. We're talking to Katie Morgan. She's just a mom. She's not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but we're both parents. She discovered food sensitivities in her kids, particularly in her daughter, with artificial food dyes, and so she got that junk out, and her daughter's emotional state became substantially better. We want to talk about this switch thing, because you got to be creative when you're trying to change things with your kids. You got to have a little finesse. You got to try to have some fun with it. Kids will rebel against something if it's too authoritarian. So, I tried to make it somewhat fun for my kids. And you can find these substitutions. You don't have to deny your kids every fun food in the world. You just got to be cognizant of it. But I wanted to play you this clip. I played this last Friday. I do a segment called This Week on the Crazy Train. And this is one of the craziest things I've heard about what we are feeding. And just imagine the fact that parents will feed their children this.
And next, what do wind turbines and gummy bears have in common?
Actually, more than you might think, thanks to science. Researchers in Michigan have found a way to recycle wind turbine blades made from a composite resin. The process they've developed can break the blades down into chewy, edible products like gummy bears.
There's no way.
We're going to recycle used windmill turbine blades. They're going to break them down and put them into gummy bears.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, when it's the normal synthetic dyes are made out of basically what they make motor oil out
of.
So is that any worse than,
right.
than that? I don't know.
This stuff is not food. That's the thing. That's really the overarching message, what people need to understand. People believe if it's on the shelves, it's safe. It's not food. Margarine is... and I don't know the science of this. It's one molecule away from plastic. It has got so much garbage in these easily spreadable margarines, which I used to use a ton of because they're so convenient, but they're not food. You've got to give your kids food if you want them to perform right. We got a short segment here. Tell us about Switch Witch. If a parent needs to kind of finesse their kids, how do you do it?
So we were talking about not being the popular parent. Well, there are always things that you can do. Halloween, those babies work hard trick-or-treating.
Yeah, and it's so fun.
That is, you know, they think that that is hard work, and that candy that they earned, is everything to them.
Right.
Well, of course, Ivy can't have it.
Yeah.
So what we do is we have the Switch Witch come. So they leave their candy out, and Switch Witch comes and swaps it out with candy that they can have and a toy, so they're not getting the amount of candy, because if you've seen Trick or Treating in Flora, then they get a lot.
Right.
But so we just give them a little bit of candy that they can have and a little toy.
Yeah.
And they're perfectly fine with that. They think that the Switch Witch is fun.
Right.
And that way we're making a safe swap.
Yeah. I mean, you have to do these kinds of things, particularly with the younger kids. I mean, you cannot start to reason with a kid on nutrition. In my experience, I changed my kids' diet when they were 4. I probably didn't really catch on to it till they were probably 12 or 13 to kind of understand what I was telling them. Because one of the funny things was then they'd start to get pimples, and I'd say, I can help you take care of those pimples. I know where they're coming from. You know, I can help them clear their faces up. so it suddenly became, you know, they wanted their appearance, you know, wanted to maintain weight or whatever. You know, you could start to reason with it. But at first, you got to finesse them. You got to make it fun. You got to just pay attention and then, you know.
Right.
Yeah, be a parent.
Well, and I think the Switch Witch, some people, there may be a whole little book of it. But I think the story goes that she takes all the bad candy and takes it and fuels her broom in her house. And that's that's the oil and gas that she uses.
Yeah, literally.
So, you're right.
Yeah, literally. All right, when we come back, we're talking to Katie Morgan. When we come back, let's talk about how you started finding stuff, where you buy these kinds of things. I probably have got some sources you hadn't thought about, so I'll add some more to it. It is not hard to make this change. A little bit of resistance at the kid level. Got to finesse them a little bit, but you can find better products for your kids all over the place. So we'll talk about those things when we come back. Stick around. All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, Hump Day Health, Natural Health News You Can Use. We're talking to Katie Morgan. This show is really about kids, but all of these things I think you can extrapolate into grown-ups. If it is bad for your kid's brain, it's kid's brain is smaller, less developed. There's all kinds of reasons to protect our kids from these kinds of chemicals because they are still developing, and you want good, robust development. But, I mean, these things are not great for adults either. We're going to get with Katie, who's going to tell us kind of how, you know, where she now finds her foods. It's not that hard. You just got to pay attention. But I wanted to, this is a story that's on a site called Eat This, Not That. And the title is 17 Surprising Foods That Contain Chemicals and Food Dyes. And so just to go kind of through this list, and then we'll let Katie tell us kind of where she goes shopping, where she can find these things. And I probably got some sources that I'll add to it. So 17 food, canned fruits. Oh, everybody's giving their kids those things. Yogurts, oatmeal, and in oatmeal, they're particularly talking about the flavored packets of things, and caramel coloring, which has been studied as a carcinogen, salad dressings, pickles, cereals, popcorn. And you said you had a popcorn story with your daughter, too. Popcorn. I mean, it's just a corn kernel that's just poofed up a little bit.
And that sent us into... We were at a Mississippi State ball game, and I didn't think about popcorn.
Yeah.
And it sent us into it was a nightmare.
Yeah. There's all kinds of, particularly in some of the oils, if they're doing this, you know, this oil pop stuff, it's just, again, you can get good, healthy popcorn, and there's an easy way to make it. I love popcorn, but there's a way to do it that will not contain all of these chemicals.
It shouldn't be bright yellow.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Exactly. Yeah.
It's not necessarily the popcorn. It's the butter.
Right.
And the oil, like you said, the oil.
Right. Maple syrup is another one. These are all things that contain chemicals and food dyes. Protein bars, peanut butter, jerky, nutritional shakes and smoothies, and flavored applesauce. So, you know, this stuff does lurk in everything. So you started realizing that this was tied to behavior problems with your child. You decided you wanted to get it out. So what do you do? How do you shop for this stuff? How hard is it?
It's really not hard. And that is one of the things that I was worried about when I started, that I was going to have to shop only at Whole Foods. And that's not true. There are so many times that you can find things at Walmart, at Target. It's just knowing what to pick. And then once you get in your routine of things, it's easy.
Yeah.
You don't even have to question it. Now, you do still need to look, because they will sometimes throw it back in there. Periodically check it. But I do have to go to Whole Foods for specialty things. My little boy wanted dirt cake for his birthday with the Oreos and the vanilla pudding. Well, pudding,
yeah,
is, you can't find it without it unless you go to Whole Foods. So I had to go to Whole Foods for vanilla pudding. I have had Target is actually, they've got good snacks. Now, I don't know, to be dye-free.
Yeah.
They've got good snacks. Then Walmart, the Great Value brand, a lot of times will be dye-free, which surprised me.
Yeah.
I would have never expected that. But instead of choosing Welch's gummies for kids, because that's what I did, immediately went to that, because, you know, they're 100% fruit juice. That's what they say.
Right. It's a well-established name, been around for 100 years, and yeah, absolutely.
But right next to there, you have Black Forest, who is dye-free.
Yeah.
And it's just knowing what to pick. And it's really, like I said, once you get into your routine of things, we don't even really question things. And it's easy on the Walmart app. I always order, because Ivy created such anxiety for me when she was still having dyes, I don't like to go into the grocery store.
You don't want to take her in.
No. So I do all mine pickup. Well, the Walmart website will have all the ingredients listed right there.
Yeah.
So when I'm ordering groceries, it's just easy for me to look right there, and I can either add it to the cart or find something else.
Well, that's the thing, is once you start to understand this stuff and identify what you don't want, you get your whole you get your own staples. You know, there's certain things I buy at the grocery store, certain snacks that I like. I get them just every time. I almost don't even have to think about it. I walk right past a ton of stuff I used to eat, and I go find my substitution. It doesn't take any more thought. It's kind of like once you set up that habit, you just have your own staples, and it's.
And I was terrified of that.
Yeah.
Getting started, I was like, "There is no way I'll be able to achieve this," and I'm 2 years into it, and doing just fine.
Yeah. There's a lot of online services now that are really towards people that are paying more attention to their food. I think like a Thrive Market that people use. And what's so beautiful is, you know, there are companies now that are selling beef online that doesn't have hormones and antibiotics. And I can't fail to mention, you know, we've got a sponsor here, Stonington Farms. They're down in Perkiston, Mississippi. It's Mississippi-born, raised, and processed beef. No hormones, no antibiotics. They are grass-fed the whole way through. No chemicals added to it when it's shipped off. You know, I mean, even the meat is sometimes treated with carbon monoxide to keep the pink color in long periods of shipping as it's wrapped in that cellophane. I mean, I'm just telling you, our food system is just under a chemical attack.
Well, and that reminds me, pickles are very hard to find without artificial dyes. So we grow a garden.
Yeah.
Ivy loves pickles.
Yeah.
So we make her all the pickles we can make her ourselves, where I don't have to worry about that.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to use your resources and learn to do things the old way.
Well, this is why I wanted to have you on, because that's not the easiest thing in the world to do. You know, it's easier to just pretend it's not happening, not pay attention to it, and put your daughter on a pill.
Right.
I'm serious. I think a lot of people, and what I'm trying to do, particularly talking right now, is explain to people, this is not that hard. It does take a little work up front, but if you want the best for your child, put in that little bit of work up front, find your new staples, create your new habits, and then you're off to the races. It's pretty much on autopilot. You got to be on guard. You know, if something new comes around, you got to check it out and do a little bit of, you know, 30 seconds worth of looking at a label and maybe trying to find a substitute for something your child wants when they're in the grocery store. But once you do it, it's pretty simple. But I swear, what I think has happened here is we've gotten into a society where they go, well, I can do everything that Katie does, which is read all these labels and try to avoid all these things, or I can just go put my kid on ADHD meds. I can just go put him on Ritalin. And that's just one pill a day. You know, I give them a pill when they wake up before they go to school, and I don't have to worry about everything they eat. But
you're not fixing the problem.
You're not fixing the problem. And the damage is getting worse and worse and worse. When you don't fix the underlying problem, the damage that's being done to the body continues, and then it starts to manifest in other ways. You know, you've got to take the cause of the problem away. So this pill for every ill is not working for us, and for our children, I think it's a bit of a tragedy. So, all right, we got one more break to take. We're talking to Katie Morgan. We'll finish up with her when we come back. Stick around. Citizens from all over the world, this is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees, so will you catch me now? I'm falling. All right, final segment here. We're talking to Katie Morgan about food and how to get the stuff out of your kid's diet. Let me do the full plug. I'm so thrilled to have Stonington Farms on as a sponsor of this show. They're a Perkiston, Mississippi, South Mississippi family-owned farm, and they are putting out good quality, better nutrition meat. And when you buy it in bulk from them, they'll ship it up to Jackson for free, and you're going to actually buy it cheaper than you can get meat at the grocery store. You can find them at stoningtonfarm.com, stoningtonfarm.com. Again, one of the reasons they're so important to me here, they are grass-fed. The way a cow is designed to eat, they are grass-fed and grass-finished. There is no grain there. Because they feed cows exactly what they're supposed to, The cows don't get sick like traditional cows do, so they don't have to use hormones. They don't have to use antibiotics. This is better quality meat, better omega-3, omega-6 profile in these things. It's more nutritious. It is the way God intended you to get your beef, and this is a small Mississippi farm. So again, make sure everybody visits them, stoningtonfarm.com, stoningtonfarm.com. And if you talk to them or shoot them an order, put in their comments that you heard about them on WIAB. I'm just thrilled to have them, and I've gotten a lot of reports from listeners who have used them and been just thrilled to death, so we want them to know that we're sending you their way. So please do that, stoningtonfarm.com. All right, let's finish up here. What were we about to talk about?
We had talked about that people who don't really understand this, if you put it into perspective of,
oh yeah,
vets will tell you not to feed your animals, cats and dogs, food with red in it.
Yeah.
Because they can't process it and it's not good for them. But it's okay for us to eat it.
Right.
Hummingbird food, they tell you now not to put red dye in it to attract them because they can't process it.
Yeah.
But we can eat it.
Right.
What makes them different than we are?
Yeah. Well, it's frankly stunning to me that the medical community is not more attuned to the food, because it doesn't take a science degree, a medical degree, and they understand more about biology than I do. A lot more about biology than I do, but they just don't pay attention to these chemicals.
Well, and you would think that, you know, pharmacist.
Yeah.
We've had the floor pharmacy here is wonderful. They go above and beyond to give me anything. They have it marked in their system that she can't. It's an allergy.
Yeah.
But I've had to go, when they don't have something, I've had to go elsewhere. And it's like, pharmacist, well, the medicine is white. Well, you're a pharmacist. You should know that that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And they just don't.
Right.
They don't know that those things.
This was just something else, just to kind of highlight these things. This is on betterhealth.com, and they just talk about artificial ingredients are found in many man-made products. You know, just you would think these things can't be in our food, and they bring them down into artificial sweeteners. That's sucralose, which is commonly known as Splenda, sitting over there on the desk, driving me crazy. aspartame, high fructose corn syrup, etc. Artificial trans fats, hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oils. Known to cause inflation, inflation, that's the cause of all the prices going up, known to cause inflammation, which can lead to various health issues, and then artificial colorings and dyes. Blue, red, and yellow dyes are commonly found. These are chemicals used to color dye foods for marketing or flavoring. Food dyes are banned in most countries for being linked to certain chronic conditions. And the other thing for people to understand is that a lot of countries do not allow this stuff in their food because I believe they're just their regulatory bodies are not captured by industry the way they are here. The USDA, the FDA, they take so much money from the big food manufacturers. The big food manufacturers want to get us addicted to their foods. They want to, you know, give it bolder flavor. And the only way you can give it these incredibly bold flavors that are not found in nature is to chemically create these things. And so they've bought our regulatory system, and they're putting things in our food, just not food. And when it comes to our kids, I don't think that's fair.
Absolutely, it's not fair. I mean, motor oil and windmill blades.
Yeah, now that we're
going to... That blows my mind.
Yeah, there's something else. I don't think... I didn't pull the clip up during the break. I should have. But there's another thing you should be looking for. And what we're going to do, I think Katie and I have talked about it, and... what I think we're going to do is from time to time, every 4 to 6 weeks or something like that, I'll let you do a little bit of research. I'll do a little research, and we'll do a show primarily for kids with the extrapolation that these things are affecting adults, even though we're bigger. We got bigger body volume. So obviously, because it's like alcohol, a little bit of alcohol would make a kid drunk, where it takes more alcohol to make an adult drunk. That's really the difference. Just because these things are toxic to a child or to a child's brain, they're still toxic to an adult, too. It just may take more of it. But it still means it's not something you should be consuming. So, you know, every 4 to 6 weeks, we'll get onto a schedule where we'll just have you come in, and you'll be kind of our we'll look at kid nutrition stuff. And I love this because neither you or I have any qualifications for this other than being parents who love our children and want to see the best for them.
Right.
And I'm telling you, my kids were so healthy, and they still are to this day. That is the reward. All of the eye rolling, all of the, you know, all of the back and forth on stuff. It totally was worth it. My kids are 21. You got a ways to go. you have just joined
first
the battle.
First grade may do us in. We may not.
You have just joined the battle, but I'm telling you, hang in there. And, you know, it becomes the kids' reality, too. You know what I mean? It's almost like they give up to a degree. And when you find these substitutions, so many of the battles go away because you're able to hand them something that you know will satisfy a sweet tooth or, you know, a desire. There's plenty of cereals out there that are organic, that do not have food dyes in them, that look and taste just like Honey Nut Cheerios, but they're not GMO. There's so many subs. You just got to put the work in on the front side.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll continue to have you in. Another chemical I want to talk about is sodium benzoate. I may end up doing this on next week's show, but this is another thing. It's a synthetic chemical compound with benzoic acid, and this goes through. So I'll just put that out there as kind of a label warning as people start to read labels now for their kids or themselves. Sodium benzoate is another thing you need to take a look at. We'll talk more about it next week. Tell us, you've got a Facebook page where you've got some moms that have all gotten together, hopefully some dads too. I was a dad.
There's actually a lot of dads in the group, but I just really created it so I could share, okay, use this, not this.
Right.
And the switch type thing.
Right.
And this, we did, you know, here's an idea to do at Sonic or,
right,
you know,
all right, so what's the name of the website real quick? We got about 10 seconds.
It is Ditching the Dyes.
Ditching the Dyes, that's on Facebook. Your name is Katie Morgan, so people can find you there.
That's right.
Good. All right, and we're going to have you back on the show from time to time, and we'll dedicate some stuff to kids, rewarding stuff.
Great.
Thanks for coming in, Katie.
Thank you.
All right, to everybody else, we'll see you tomorrow.
No
bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.